OOP is a design philosophy. It stands for object-oriented programming. Object-oriented programming OOP uses a different set of programming languages than old procedural programming languages C, Pascal, etc. Everything in OOP is grouped as self-sustainable objects. Hence, you gain reusability by means of four main object-oriented programming concepts. The main ideas behind object-oriented programming OOP's concepts include abstraction, encapsulation, inheritance, and polymorphism. Basically, various OOP's concepts let us create working methods and variables. They can be reused all or part of them without compromising the security concerns of the application. Grasping OOP concepts is key to understanding how any OOP-based language works with real-time scenarios. Below are object-oriented programming concepts. Object. The object is representative of the class and is responsible for memory allocation of its data members and member functions. An object is a real-world entity having attributes, data type, and behaviors functions. An object can be considered a thing that can perform a set of related activities. The set of activities that the object performs defines the object's behavior. For example, the hand can grip something, or a student object can give a name or address. In general words, objects may contain two characteristic states and behavior. For example, the car has color, tire, windows, and cabin, which are called states, and its behavior includes the speed of driving the car, braking, etc. Class is a data structure that contains data members, constants, files, events, member function methods, properties, constructor, destructor, indexers, and nested type. A class can be defined as a collection using which we can create as many objects as we want. For example, if a student is in a class, then their name and age can be a data member. While attributes we can use such as getting the full name of the student, getting the age number, etc. The class can be defined as, it is a user-defined data type. It is a reference type. In fact, a class is a tag or template for an object. Encapsulation. Encapsulation is a mechanism of binding the data member ampersand member function into a single unit known as class. Encapsulation provides a way for abstraction. In OOP, the encapsulation is mainly achieved by creating classes. The classes expose public methods and properties. The class is kind of a container or capsule or cell, which encapsulates the set of methods, attributes, and properties to provide its indented functionalities to other classes.